the heart of the home. Last Sunday, as Ever and I prepared to take a one-day trip to Birmingham for an EWTN interview on At Home with Jim and Joy, we found that our high decibel life with a flock of excited kids on holiday was not conducive to careful packing. We both forgot important things. You know how it goes. You're trying to move through a travel checklist, toothbrush, phone charger, but then comes a trumpet blast from the next room, and a round of piano practice sends Christmas songs tumbling through the house, along with an argument between trumpeter and pianist, and perhaps an annoyed cat or two scrambling to get out of the fray. No doubt, your own home has its own medley of noise as the Christmas anticipation builds. Later, in the relative quiet of the plane, Ever and I recalled a moving meditation that we read a few years ago. In a Magnificat meditation, we read how St. John of the Cross used the imagery of a house grown still and silent to describe a soul centered on God. In his Songs of the Soul, St. John of the Cross writes about the Lord dwelling in secret and in silence, in intimate union, in the depth and center of my soul, my house at last grown still, he writes. At first glance, this type of quiet seems impossible for us, and yet, as his words sank in, we glimpsed what the Lord is offering each of us, especially in these Advent days. St. John was a monk who lived in an austere way of life in a barren cell. We are parents called to raise children and to delight in loud, bustling homes. But the same Lord invites each of us, every one of us, no matter our vocation, to strip down the inner room of our heart, to create an inner sanctum that has grown still. Our household economy, the third level of a Trinity house, and our focus on the third week of each month, is now at its frenzied heights. But that frenzy is all the more reason to cultivate that still, spare room. In this silent room, we focus only on God. We remove everything from the walls of this cell. And as we leave the cell to enter into the joyful activities of our home, we carry this stillness of heart with us. We carry this peace into the other, understandably and even rightly noisy and chaotic rooms of our home. We imbue the Advent busyness with our peaceful heart, focused deep within on Christ who is present. To paraphrase St. Mother Teresa, we are contemplatives in the heart of the home. Without this inner room grown still, we know exactly how the secular Christmas story goes. Cacophony, chaos, exhaustion, and anxiety. Within this inner room, we live a different story as we anticipate the birth of our Savior. Order, peace, and a rich symphony of family life. In the Advent days remaining to us, may our Trinity houses bustle and be filled with songs and sounds and smells, all anchored deep within by the bare and still silence of our inner room, where we await the coming of the Prince of Peace. For you alone, my soul in stillness waits. Truly, my hope is in you.